This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. We're going to spend the next few minutes now on the Constitution. Republicans built their new majority in the House of Representatives thanks in large part to the passion of the Tea Party movement. And one of the central tenets of that movement is that the government has lost its way and must return to the country's founding principles.
To underline that idea, the new House Republican leadership has mandated that every bill must include a statement citing its specific constitutional authority. More on that in just a moment, but first, in a symbolic move today, House members from both parties read the Constitution aloud on the House floor. New House Speaker John Boehner started things off.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union.
And 84 minutes later, Tennessee Republican Stephen Fincher finished with Amendment 27.
No law varying the compensation for the services of the senators and representatives shall take effect until an election of representatives shall have intervened.
In between, we were reminded that even the United States of America comes with operating instructions, a document that allows for change when
Section
necessary.
One.
Here's Democrat John Lewis of Georgia.
Neither slavery nor involuntary servitude except as a punishment for crime whereof the party shall have been duly convicted shall exist within the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction.
Today's reading did
Congress
not include the repealed 18th Amendment, which banned the sale, manufacture, and transportation of alcohol. Also, there was no mention from Article 1, Section 2, of non-free people, presumably slaves, counting as 3/5 of a person.
While the reading was every bit as predictable and dry as you might expect, there was one lively moment as New Jersey Democrat Frank Pallone read Article 2, Section 1.
No person except a natural-born citizen or a citizen of the United States at the time of the adoption of this Constitution shall be eligible to be the office of president. Neither shall...
That's a woman shouting from the public gallery, "Except Obama." In accordance with the law, she was placed under arrest.